Lac La Biche. A Lac La Biche curler says while there is much to enjoy about the winter sport, it's the opportunity to get together with friends and neighbors that he likes the most. Curling is a social sport, and in the winter months it's something that gives you a reason to get out of the house to play a great sport and socialize a couple of times a week with good people you wouldn't see as often otherwise, Brett Skakken told Lakeland This Week. Twice a week, Skakken can be found on the ice at the Lac La Biche Curling Club playing the sport he enjoys. He also competes in the Bonspiels hosted at the curling rink each year, including the mixed, the men's, the oilman's Bonspiel, and the end-of-the-season Funspiel. Skakken, who usually plays as second or third on the four-member league team, will once again be participating in the annual men's Bonspiel, which is set to take place at the Lac La Biche Curling Club on Saturday, January 20. This event typically has a hockey theme, with members of the various teams wearing their favorite hockey jerseys while they curl. As Skakken explains, the club tries to line up the Bonspiel on a day when there is an Edmonton Oilers game on hockey night in Canada in the evening, as part of the social gathering which takes place after the Bonspiel. While a lot of the attraction comes from social interactions, Skakken says curling is still a competitive sport. He's been on teams that have won B event and C events in the annual Oilman's Bonspiel and the mixed Bonspiel, and he has been on an A event winning team in a past men's event. Skakken uses the wins as inspiration, especially the men's Bonspiel win. "We went undefeated, only losing one end the entire tourney, and took home the winner's title." He said the men's Bonspiel is a great event since it has been added to the middle of the curling season. "It allows the local teams to get the competitive juices flowing and have something to look forward to part ways through the year," he said. "Playing on home ice for league play and Bonspiels is a great way to visit with friends," says Skakken, "but many people who enjoy the sport also enjoy traveling to meet new players. The socializing at these events continues to be a big draw." Skakken has played in Bonspiels across the province, and even though he hasn't come home with a top team prize, he's returned with some highlights earned in the off-ice social activities associated with the events. Draw prize wins for the curler have included a few Texas Mickey liquor bottles, cash, and even a quad. In addition to being a great social outlet for Skakken, curling is also very much a family affair for him. He explained that his grandfather, Dave Skakken, had a love of the sport that had a considerable influence. Most of his family and extended family curled at one time or another. "Currently there are 10 of my family members that play weekly here in town, and the ones that don't curl are always there to support whichever one of us may be playing in a Bonspiel," he said, adding that there are photos of his grandfather as well as trophies bearing his name at the local curling club. Skakken first took to the ice at the old curling club that was located beside the Jubilee Hall in Lac La Biche when he was 5 years old. He learned a lot from his family members. Skakken also joined the Lac La Biche Junior Curling Program. A great memory he has from his childhood was going to the 2005 Brier in Edmonton with the Lac La Biche Junior Curling Program. "Growing up," he says, "curling was always a big part of his family. Whether we were running around the rink as kids as my parents curled or were watching the Brier or Scotties on TV, I never remember a time when curling wasn't a part of our lives while growing up," he said. Whether it's competitive, social, or family connected, Skakken says curling success is measured on many levels. As he explains, it might be going to the world or national stage as some members of the local club have done, or it might be somebody new to the sport coming out and making their first perfect draw to the button. You don't need to be good to be successful and have fun in the sport. "Curling is for everyone, and that is the message I try to spread whenever speaking to new potential curlers," he said. "The socializing and interactions after our games is just as much a part of our weekly curling leagues and Bonspiels as the actual curling itself." This year's curling season wraps up after the annual Funspiel in early April. The local curling club offers regular, learn to curl, and social nights to draw more people to the sport.